Well, if you're the owner of a dog or cat, chances are it'll be overweight and you won't even know it. Research published this week shows that half of our domestic pets could do with losing a pound or two or risk having any number of life-threatening illnesses. Well, I'm joined now by TV vet Mark Abrahams. Mark, good morning.
Good morning, Sarah. How are you doing?
I'm very well, thank you. I'm just trying to remember if my old cat, God rest his soul, was overweight. I used to remember my dad used to try and sit him on the scales and weigh him at a fairly regular interval, but the trouble was he didn't really like sitting on the scales, so it was hard to get an accurate reading. How do you know if your pet is overweight?
Well, there's a few sort of telltale signs, including sort of feeling over the rib cage and if you can actually feel their ribs. But really, for the best answer is to go to your vet. Most vet clinics will offer free weight clinics, usually by a nurse. They'll take the pet's weight on the proper scales. They'll give advice about exercise and feeding, and they'll try and prevent overweight and obese pets.
Any idea what the average weight is, for example, for a cat, a healthy weight for a cat?
Between sort of 3 and 4 kilos is pretty average for a cat, and obviously dogs depends on what sort of breed they are.
OK. What does the research reveal, Mark, about pet health in our area?
Well, research by petdrugsonline.co.uk, who did this fantastic research, suggests that over 200,000 pets, and that's dogs and cats only, in Northern Ireland, are in fact overweight.
My goodness me, that's double the population of this city council area. So that's pretty much an awful lot of people's pets. Why does it happen? Do we feed them badly?
Yeah, absolutely. You feed them badly, and also they're not exercised properly or enough. So, and you know, it is the owner's fault, but in this sort of convenience culture where sort of spare time is becoming less and less, you know, to walk your dog or to play with your cat, we're seeing the knock-on effects on our pets, which is fat pets that are fed badly and end up getting these horrible diseases, which can be all prevented.
What are the financial implications, Mark, for anyone whose pet develops problems because of overweight issues?
Massively. I mean, what happens is they get diseases such as diabetes, arthritis, heart problems, and all these are long-term conditions that require a lot of treatment and treatment usually forever. So really, to cut out that financial burden, best, you know, not get your pet overweight in the first place.
And where can we find out some more information about it, Mark?
For more information, a good website to go to is petdrugsonline.co.uk, which incidentally is a good place to get your sort of cheaper medications if you are struggling financially for sort of long-term treatment. So petdrugsonline.co.uk is a great place to go. It's got loads of information and it can really help you and, more importantly, your pet out.
OK, Mark Abrahams, thank you very much for speaking to me this morning.
My pleasure, Sarah.
Television vet Mark Abrahams there. Concerns about overweight pets. You need to have a little feel along their ribcage. Should be able to feel their ribcage. Oh, well, thank God they don't do the same tests on us. That's all I can say.